Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Good to be here, and I hope everyone is doing well today. We had a very interesting, active new moon yesterday on March 6th, which was quite interesting, and I will go over a little bit of that. It came in yesterday, but we're still feeling that, and there's still so much activity for March that we're going to break it down a little bit more and what's going on out there. Today, our focus is on choosing to be free. And what does that mean? When I put that statement out there to you, in that moment, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What does choosing to be free mean to you? Because everybody's got something different going on in their life. So what we want to do here is break down how the energy coming in right now is actually going to help us choose to be free. For me, and for the things that I study and what I want to share with you today is really it, choosing to be free is living the life you're meant to live. Not, just pretending to be something that you're not. And, you know, we've been processing and going through renewal, and spiritual awakening very much has a focus of being true to yourself. That really, you know, if you had to look at it from a very simple, like just break it down into a sentence, it's you're being true to yourself. You're living the life you were meant to live. What comes with that is your contentment, your peace, your happiness. Your soul is in alignment with why you're here. Really, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's choosing to be authentic, choosing to be who you really are. So a lot of us going through spiritual awakening, and it sometimes pops up. It's what's interesting about the energy I'm going to share with you today is about some of the energy coming in with some of the influence from Uranus. The planet brings a strong influence in this month, and why and what it's about. And for when we're going through different parts of our life and phases in our life, usually when we're right around the, 40 years old mark, we go through these big transformative, it's been, cliched as midlife crisis, things like that. Is it, or is it just you're finally not tolerating, not being true to yourself? Think about it. Lots of things will upset the apple cart when we go through things like that, but they're not a negative. They can feel like a lot when we're uprooting, detangling things that we were set in when we weren't, when we were just going along. And then when you're ready to change it, it seems to be, whoa, this is kind of hard to untangle. And, you start feeling it a little bit, but we're going to go over that today. And I did ask the angels about this one, like, what can we share today about that? Because really that's the theme through most spiritual awakenings or big shifts in your life is when you change like that, when you really start going that way true to yourself, and maybe you weren't before, depending on how much of it that you were doing, that's when you can feel it a little bit more and how we go through that. So that's what we're doing. It's also, this month has a strong influence with that, because we have opportunities that will present themselves, possibilities when we start to align with that energy. It's really here to help us, not to make our life difficult, but when we resist it, it can feel bumpy. So that's our topic today. That's what we're going to be discussing today. We have live chats open. I want to welcome everyone that's watching on the live streaming that way. We have video live stream on YouTube and on my website with the live stream there. Hello to everyone over in that one. Good morning to Kelly and Kim and David and Beth and Robin. They've already started showing up over there, so it's good to see you guys there. We're also live streaming on Facebook with our Transformation Talk Radio Network. I've also shared that on my two Facebook pages. So they're watching on that end, and I'm over here on the YouTube. So we're kind of just putting it all out there if you want to join us that way. So first of all, let me go over the parts where the new moon kind of brought some influence in. Now, what are new moons? We're talking metaphysical topics here. So new moon is the beginning. It's when you start fresh. Full moons are when you're releasing. So we get this opportunity usually twice a month, every couple of weeks. There's a new moon, a full moon, a new moon, a full moon. We have a lot of opportunity to do this, you know, gradually every month. So, you know, that's more of, if you have a feeling where you feel those moons, you know, you'll understand what I mean. Not everybody feels that connection like that. I know that I do, and I utilize it, because when I understand the influence or that particular energy for that month, my soul can align to where I can be the best that I can be. You can live the life that is the best time of your life. That's what we want to focus on, is how do we live the best time of our life ever right now? And how does that work with this energy? So it was a sign of Pisces, that new moon. And it's also the same day that the Uranus shifts to Taurus, which is that other energy I'm talking about. And that right there is the one that's really bringing a lot to it. Because when that's a very slow moving planet that moves through the cycles and changes, and it's going to last till 2026, what it's in right now. It's going to stay in that influence till 2026. Yay! This is when we really kick it up a notch, right? So, you know, that means there's big shifts in the, you know, big shifts are happening, okay, big ones, and it's to help us. It's to help us raise our awareness, help us raise group consciousness as humanity, you know, and take a different direction. Yay. So if you've been feeling like, okay, yeah, just not the same anymore. Well, you know, there's a lot of reason why, because it's just time for something new. We thrive when we're moving forward. In energy talk, and really with energy healing, the way I've experienced it, when we are aligning with learning, growing, moving forward, not trying to just hold it the way it's, you know, just keep it in a space and try to keep it still, energy does not naturally want to stay in one space. It's going to, you know, it wants to move forward, which is healthy, but you don't want it to go stagnant. Then it gets unhealthy, you see? So moving forward is good. But for some of us, we're like, all this new territory, all this unknown, I don't know. And that's where this kind of helps give us a little kick, give us a little extra energy to do this. March is the beginning of a brand new cycle with this energy. And we have, like I said, a few years of this energy to really make big changes. So, you know, That's the part that I love about this. The other parts of it are, we're getting ready to go right, like I said, into brand new unknown territory without fear. We don't want to be afraid to try something new. We just don't. So when I tapped in with this one, like, what can we do? I asked the angels, like, what can we do to help us when we feel the anxiety of all this unknown and what we're going to experience moving forward? Because it's just, you know, it just feels like it's moving before we have a chance to catch up with what changed yesterday. I know. Some of you are going through relocation. Some of you are going through relationship changes. Some of you are going through job changes. Where in your life do you feel this shift? Because it can help you. It can help you. It, you know, this new moon that we just had is a Pisces moon, which is more of a spiritual connection. It helps us with this shift, and here's why. When I asked, it was like, what? How is it going to help us? Because that just sounds like more, oh my goodness, here we go again. But yeah, it is. We're here we go again. And it just keeps going faster. But it's going to help us discover that we don't need to have such intense, solid, locked-in expectations. Expectations are a tricky one. There's kind of a double-edged sword to what we expect to happen. We know we have a plan. We're excited about it. We want to do well, especially perfectionists out there, heads up. You know I have to practice that too, because I like to do things the best I possibly can. But I have learned and discovered that I can have an expectation, but it's changing the attachment to the expectation. And this was one of the things that Michael really helped me with that I want to share. I want to have an expectation of doing something really well, and I get myself all ramped up and I'm really motivated. And then, you know, all kinds of unexpected things will happen, or it doesn't come out and turn out the way I expected. And I used to have a really hard time with that. I used to. And what he taught me was, have your expectation, but have it with multifaceted endings. I went, ooh, so this energy coming in is kind of a multifaceted energy where you might feel like you're pulled in a million different directions, too much going on at one time. But it's also showing you so much diversity in what you can experience. And you can choose. You can choose. You don't have to do everything at the same time. You can have a list of things to do, but then how are we approaching it, and how are we letting it affect us? When I started to change my relationship and my attachment, or it's like I have the expectation, but I'm detached from it to where it's having a negative effect. That was huge. Talk about the freedom. Because now it's like, I'm just going to go for it, do whatever I got to do, and whatever happens, happens. It was kind of like this mindset. Instead of being completely stressed that something didn't go exactly as planned in every moment, I still had the dynamic energy. I still had the high expectation, but not the disappointment when it didn't reach it, or not the disappointment and how it affects me. It completely changed it. So I want you to hear me on this. It's a flexibility to see beyond what you think it should be. That's how we build a strength in our relationship with the universe, with our higher self, and letting it lead the way. Because, and then the universe, there's so many things out there that we might not be aware could be a better expectation than what we were expecting, and we thought we had it pretty high. Because you know that phrase, shoot for the stars, shoot high, shoot higher than ever. You know what I'm saying is, it is natural for people, especially perfectionists, to shoot and do that. They want to shoot high. They want to do their very best. They want to make those straight A's. They want to do it beyond. I get that. I'm like that too. I totally admit it. I am totally one of those people. But this did not drain me when I got like this. It's like, I don't have to be stressed out if it doesn't turn out. I just have to find new ways. And I started to apply the creativity. So guys, I really want you to hear that message in particular, because this energy is going to help you have your expectations with a different, healthier, higher frequency expectation. They're not bad to have an expectation, but we don't want it to destroy our lives when it doesn't work out. We don't want it to tear us down. So that was one of them. And I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep going into more of this energy, because this is good stuff, guys. Now we're getting into the meat of a major transformative time on Earth and moving into higher frequency living, more conscious awareness, what we've been dreaming of, what we want. And this, now I feel like we're just really in it now, and we want to do our best. My expectation is to make the most of this, but I don't want to be impatient. I want it to help me do what I got to do, and some of it will have challenges that teach you. So think about what I'm saying with that flexibility and learning to see expectation differently in a positive light. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about choosing to be free and how the energies that have rolled in yesterday on March 6th with the new moon and the rest of March and how this is the beginning of a brand new cycle. That's what we're talking about. So let's pick up where we left off. Now, if you don't like how you're feeling, and I'm noticing in the chat, a few people are saying they had a rough couple of days, the last few days. Yeah, in the last couple of days, it is a feeling moon, especially Pisces, because it's just, yeah, that's an emotional sensitive. You get in touch with your spiritual side. And remember, all those things that seem to be popping up that seem heavy or the rough couple of day part really are showing you where areas can be improved to help you find your freedom in the peacefulness that you're looking for. So, and then it eased. I'm seeing that other people are saying that it eased. So it's kind of like an up and a down. It's just kind of highlighting, putting a spotlight on some things. What were those things going through your mind? That's what you want to pay attention to. And then the disappointments. Yeah, the disappointments or the things that happen are just like, whoa, okay. And we really felt them magnified. If you were in tune with this moon energy, you felt it magnified. I know. You felt more like, you know, you were handling it. You were handling it. I'm good. I'm good. You know, the good little self pep talks. And then you just really felt it. You weren't alone. You were not alone. Okay. And it was to identify what was going on. So if you don't like, now hear me. If you don't like what it feels like now or where you are in life right now, and you want to change it, you know something needs to change, you still have the influence of this moon because it was just yesterday. Usually we'll start to taper off as the time passes, but usually a week prior to and a week after, you still feel that influence. It just starts, it's the strongest on the day. So you still, like today, still today's pretty strong. It wants you to really think of possibilities, opportunities outside the box. So, for example, you see your situation, your challenge, what you were going through or experiencing or what it is right now, and just take a minute and think about it completely flipped opposite. Completely flipped opposite. Like, everything's wrong. What would it look like if everything was right? What's your expectation there? Okay. Think of that because it wants you to practice the energy of your thoughts and the energy of manifesting this way, because thoughts are energy and it's really a catalyst in manifesting. But if we are focusing, you see, if you're focusing and you see it this way, it's like, this is not quite what I want. This is what's hanging me up in life. This is what doesn't move and I keep getting stuck here. You need to flip it. You need to see it in reverse. It's time for a new perspective. This energy is ready to help you. Angels are ready to help you do that. If you feel frustrated with it, just say, I know I can do this. They're not going to do it for you. They're not going to fix it for you, but they're going to give you that support. You're not alone in it. That's what I love about the relationship with the angels. Just when I need a little extra, okay, I need a little extra. I need to get back in the game and, you know, get myself back on track. There's just something that comes through with energy that just soothes my soul, my heart, and then I'm right back in the game. That's how that works. But I'm doing the work. You're doing the work. We're all doing the work, okay? So we need to see things when we want to change it up or it just doesn't feel like this has got to go. You got to see it from a different angle. You got to see it from a different perspective. You got to flip it. Think about it. You've got your expectation, and then you have maybe it disappointed you, and then flip it. Then you take your mind like, wow, that didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but flip it. I know you're going to go, but what's flipping it going to work? How's that going to work? Because you've got to put your thought in a different place than the disappointment. The disappointment is lower frequency. You see, so you have to choose, okay, I'm going to flip this around. And keep in mind, we're upgrading our awareness, our consciousness in the manifesting, in the frequency. So it's not just, okay, I'm going to flip this and it's going to be the expectation I wanted. You're going to flip it to be an expectation that has possibilities and can expand, is multifaceted, that you're willing to open your consciousness to see different perspectives, something that might be better the universe can bring in to your awareness. Now you're cooking. Now you got it going on. How's that relating to you? Do you see what I'm saying? Let's see. What do we got going on here? It's like letting go is definitely key. I try to release on a daily basis. Absolutely. Kim's saying that from YouTube. Beth is saying she had a huge disappointment recently, as did a friend of mine, and it's hard, but I try to keep in mind God never sees you fall down. He sees you get back up. Very good. I like that point. Absolutely. And it's true. They see us at our highest potential. Why is it so hard for us to see ourselves that way, right? That inner self-critic, all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. So you're learning with this energy, which is a really cool energy, to actually be in a place of expansion. We, you know, I remember we were talking about this year. It says it's an expansive year, and it's expansive in your awareness. You might see like, okay, I can do this. I can draw a stick figure. And then you don't realize, I'm just using an example here. Like say you take pencil and paper and you draw a stick figure. And what is your mindset? Your expectation is that's all I can do. I can't draw. That's your expectation. What if you flipped it? What if you said, well, maybe I should just try and think out of the box a little bit, see what I can do. Well, you know, then it comes up like, oh, I could take an art lesson, or I could get a book, or I could go online and find a class, or I could, you know, just try myself. You see what I'm saying? You do this with everything in life, not just that. You know, you could do more, but you believe, oh, that's all I can do. How are you claiming your capability, and where's your ceiling cap? Change it. You can change it, but then you don't want to be disappointed. You know, you want the sky's the limit, but allow it to keep expanding. Okay, I think I'm making sense. I know, it's deep. But you know what? The crowd that shows up for this show, that's what we want. We want to get into the nitty-gritty. That's what we're doing. Okay, there's a purpose why you're exactly where you are right now. You're exactly where you need to be. There's nothing wrong with where you are, whether it feels right or not. You're finally in that space where you can improve, because whatever's coming in and out of your life is always there to improve you, whether it's the challenge or if it's, ooh, I achieved it. And you know the difference. Now I see, like, when something pops up as something challenging, I see it as where I can improve and strengthen my skills in an area. There's another perspective. That's a great perspective to use. That way it works really well. We're encouraged to take a moment. You know, we've got our mind, we've got the logic, we've got the physical world going on. But with this, we want to go into the expressive, creative mindset. You want to go to that other side of your mind and allow it to see beyond what's already here, because it's part of how we manifest and bring something new in. So that's the other thing. It's, you know, practicing letting go of those thoughts in your head that are just tearing you down. When you take that flexibility, flip it idea, okay, flip it. You're expanding and you're helping yourself to practice letting go of the thought the way you see it. You're not anchored into only seeing it from that angle. That's big here, guys. It really is. And I know I'm putting a lot into this because it's so important. Now, feeling from your heart, making choices from your heart. You know you want to do what you love. You know you want to do the things that are in your life. You just know. You want it to go this way, and then you want this and that, and then you see all these things that pop up. I get it. Now, this one, this moon that came in yesterday, it has a lot of activity. It has a lot that it's stirring up for you to understand and identify what you want to change, what needs to be finalized and done. Because moving into the brand new cycle, which is what we're in, we don't want that overthinking mind that likes to go down the negative bunny trail all the way down there and just get us all wound up about stuff. You don't want that. You don't want to waste your energy there. And some of us is just, that's immediately where we go. This will help you practice. No, flip it. As soon as you feel yourself going that way, don't keep going that way. Stop. Stop. Just stop the insanity thing. You know what I mean? And just go, you know what? I got to flip this. Make the claim to flip it. You may not know how to flip it, but you need to want to flip it. That's the intention. Is that making sense to everybody? Let's see how everybody's going there. Everybody feeling a little rough out there? You guys are here, though, and you sound like you're hanging in there. You're very strong souls. You know that, right? Let's see. Candace had a disappointing last couple of days, and she wanted to give up, quit. I literally heard an insistent voice in my ear, no, don't quit. Wonder who that was, Candace. I love that story. You know who that was. That was you. That was you saying, no, don't quit. You're not a quitter. You know you're not. You maybe hit the brick wall. Maybe it's time for expansion in a different way like that. This seems to fit that. Let's see here. I'm glad you got through that, Candace. Let's see. Jules, that's what I'm finding so frustrating. I feel like I keep trying to heal this anxiety and overwhelm, but nothing seems to work. I've had those what's wrong with me thoughts. Okay. Yeah. The mind thing, this was brought to my attention for this month. So if that seemed to intensify, yeah, don't let the mind mess with your head. I know. What an analogy, right? Don't let your mind mess with your head because it's just fear talking. I want to tell you what that is. That's energy. Anxiety is a manifestation of fear. It's fear talking. It's freaking out. It's panicking because it can't figure out. It doesn't know what it's doing. A lot of that's coming from our ego side, not our soul side. Soul side doesn't worry and have that anxiousness. You will overcome it. I know you will because you're in the game. You haven't left the game. So you have the courage to see it through and you're identifying, I don't want to keep thinking like this. And even if you have to write it down or literally take it in a different direction or take your mind off of it, because that over-processing mind can get the best of us. And you'll feel that this month because it's bringing it up to be dealt with. It's bringing things out. So we identify what has been causing this for us the whole time. Now we're starting to see little definitions in it. And so that's what's going to happen. Okay. Now, let's talk about that planet's influence till 2026, because that is going to matter. Because what, you know, the Uranus energy is more like a completely, like, I need to completely change my life and everything you loved doesn't work anymore. What does that sound like? Spiritual awakening. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, it's sometimes coined midlife crisis or what, you're going through some kind of crisis. It's a crisis makes you feel more negative, like something's wrong with you. Like Jules said, spiritual awakening, same scenario, but that's not looking at it like what is wrong with me. That is looking at, wow, what is it that I need to change and grow and learn and release? That's productive. Have you ever thought about that and realized that? Have you ever seen it that way? That's another perspective. And, you know, we might experience it in different times of our life because this planet is the planet of change. The planet of change just kicked in till 2026 really strong. Yay. So you want to make some changes? We have some help, more help. We've been getting help. We're getting more help. I know. You're like, ah, right. And it's a planet that's like, I want to do it my way. I want to be me. I don't want to do it like that anymore. You know, how many of you are experiencing or feeling something like that somewhere in your life? Like, I just don't want to keep going down this path. It doesn't feel like it's meeting, you know, what I want in my life. You just feel unsatisfied. Okay, that planet does that. Yeah. And it really is an encouragement to knock down any barrier and do it different. So you see this new moon coming in right at the same time with that one. Michael loves this. Our Archangel Michael, he gets so ramped up for me. And I'm like, whoa, this is going to be something I really want to put out on the show, that they need to feel some encouragement here, because this is going to be feeling like it's kicking us sideways. No, it's making change. It's busting it up. It's like bulldoze that thing down and let's bring it in all brand new. Let's just change it up. And he brings it in with encouragement. He always gives me this, I see this huge smile, you know, like if an angel is really giving you a big grin, like, this is it. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm getting. I keep getting that. And it's like, are you kidding me? Whoa. So that alone is just crazy, crazy. This is a planet of awakening. It's the planet of awakening. Hello, making sense here. Holy cow. It will catch us off guard sometimes. It can really, you know, really change the game. It shakes things up to awaken you to a deeper meaning. It just does. That's what this one does. It's so amazing. So we are, let's see, I've got all of that caught up. Let me take a caller. Looks like we have a caller, Cynthia. Let's bring Cynthia on.
Hi.
Hi, Cynthia.
Thanks
welcome
for taking
to
my
the,
call.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I guess I just wanted to get a general reading. I'm actually feeling kind of upbeat about things.
That's good.
Future.
That's good.
Yep.
With a mini reading on a quick show, can we narrow it down to one area of life? It would be quick. It's easier because
sure,
a general is kind of, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much. Okay. You know what? Why don't you do some information on my spiritual side, on my spiritual growth.
On your spiritual growth? It sounds, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just tap in. And here's the immediate thing that I see. I see a lot of pink energy around you, so I feel a happiness around you because you're just loving it. It's like I see the books around you. Like, you can't read enough. You can't learn it fast enough. I feel like you absolutely are digging it. And you're like, oh, my gosh, the more I learn, the more I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We all feel that way.
Yep.
All of us, even me, everybody feels that way. You always do, but it keeps you thriving and grabbing forward. So you're relating to what I'm talking about on the flip side with the momentum of you want to grab hold and go embrace the new unknown area. So that's what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm seeing is it's going to narrow down soon. Like, I got six months, I think, is what they're telling me. Could be six. I got six. Could be 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 days.
Okay.
But it felt like 6 months right off the bat. You're going to narrow it down into an area of spirituality that seems to be your favorite. And you're going to want to really go deeper in that. Is that making sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Have you already done that? Because
yeah.
It kept switching. It kept switching like you wanted to narrow down, but it seems like 6 months is in there for some reason. Maybe that's when you'll be ready for it. I don't know what it was, but it was a definite.
Yeah,
six.
I. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I feel a little scattered of which modality to focus on that comes into play. So that makes sense because I'm going to dabble in one other thing and looking to narrow the focus down a bit.
Yeah.
So that makes sense in 6 months.
And yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to narrow it down. So the way to do that, and anybody that's into this, you know, or they feel like they're doing that, one of the things that is really common when I see the books all around is like, you just want to learn it all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, go with where your interests are. You might find that you're harshly through one, and then it will flip to another one, and then it'll flip to another one. And then you'll find the pattern that they're all kind of working with one another. And just go with where it takes you. It might flip and change a little bit, but that's how the journey will find its path for you. So don't worry about, all over the place. Yes, the multifaceted energy is absolutely making us feel that way. But you're a really good example of how you're just embracing it and going with it. And you have no idea where you're going to land. And it doesn't matter because in 6 months, you'll be more narrowed down from what I'm picking up. But then it'll open up a whole new level and you'll go, whoa, okay, I got it narrowed down here. Now I'm learning this. And it just never stops. And that's what I love about it. I feel alive when I feel like it's constantly opening up and discovering more. So just embrace and enjoy that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's what I was getting.
Okay.
I feel like you're really enjoying the process of the unknown, just diving into it.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Okay. Awesome. All right. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I've come to embrace the unknown and to trust.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought up the trust part, because the trust part is the biggest thing when we were talking about expectations and we get disappointed that it didn't turn out the way we wanted. Trusting that the universe is expanding our ability to see it deeper and further out and multiple different avenues and angles that it can go. We have to trust that. We have to trust, maybe it didn't come out the way I wanted. Obviously, there's something better. And to take that and flip it that way will open up those doors. But Cynthia, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm glad I'm excited for you. I wish you the best on your journey and just enjoy the process, because that is part of the journey, enjoying where you are right now. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That helped.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow. You know what? See, that was nice. Wasn't that nice? We had she's just diving in, and that's exactly what you want to do. It may not just be the spiritual journey. Maybe you were doing that 10 years ago. Maybe you're doing that. You've been doing that. Maybe you feel like, okay, it just seemed to slack off. Sometimes we just need to settle into where we are and process and fine tune that. Guys, wherever you are right now is exactly where you need to be. Whatever is popping up in your life is exactly where you need to be, not to punish you, but to help you strengthen areas, to help you improve areas, to help you overcome them. So, it works. It works. Now, a couple of other things on this planet. Now, it's a strong one, okay? Like I said, it awakens us. It's the awakening. Hey, wait a minute. There's more to this. I'm not satisfied with where it is. It likes to shake it up so you can explore something different. So if you've ever felt like you just don't have it in you to go change it up, this can help. This can help instead of resisting it. And you don't have to be illogical. You can do half steps. You know, maybe you're looking, for example, maybe you're looking to change jobs or do something different. You can still do your job, pay your bills. This is logical. It helps to satisfy the mindset, but you're going to find that you're more restless. You're more restless in that job. You just don't want to be in that job. Take that energy that's causing the frustration there and apply it to what you want to learn and grow and do. It's just redirecting the energy of the thought. Give it a place to go. It's energy. It's moving energy. It's redirecting energy into a positive way that benefits you. That's what you do. That's always worked when I've done that. And sometimes when my mind is really crazy, I put on stuff, you know, to listen to that's no words, just like music that I can focus to. One of the things that helps me the best is classical music. I don't know what it is, but classical music, the tones, the notes that just have a higher frequency that really connect me. I can put that on and go for hours and dive into something. Words usually distract for me. This is my experience. I'm not saying classical is the only way. That's what works for me. I got to get all the words out of the music. I like music with words, but not when I'm trying to brain dump, so to speak. When I have to really dive in and do something that needs my focus, that's what I'll do if I can't get my focus there. Some of the other things that will happen with this influence is it's turning points. It brings turning points in our life. So because it's going to have an influence for 6 years, it's not like it's going to turn overnight, okay? We're going to have opportunity to merge into this, but you will feel your direction might shift. Some, it may not shift. You may be right on point, but you'll find that you're deepening the connection or expanding the awareness in that area, things like that. It helps you, like I said, the flip thing. This energy helps you stand. And if you were to visualize that you're standing in one experience and you look out and you see yourself in a completely opposite flipped experience, this one helps you see beyond what you're in right now. That can be very beneficial when you're trying to change up things and manifest and do things differently. So it helps you see like a different world, like the parallel universe kind of idea. You know, there you are in that one. That one, you can see all these different ways that it could be different. It helps you see beyond where it is right now, and that can help you with choices. Choosing to be free is choosing to be your truth, your authentic self, standing up for yourself, breaking down all the barriers that hold you back. Yeah, the whole thing. Freedom comes with a little bit of work and effort sometimes. And we're talking about that, you know, that whole, you know, what's keeping you stuck in here? Okay, this is where we're focusing on that. Because sometimes we hold ourselves locked up in a box, locked up in the cage. Just we are holding ourselves back. And this is the focus that we're talking about, how to free this. You know, when you feel there's something opposite coming at you and it feels confrontational or it's opposing you, is it trying to show you some options? That's what the approach would suggest you do with that. Because you may feel like, oh, this is coming up and this is happening and this is happening. Mm-mm. If you're just living a programmed, repetitive autopilot day in and day out, and it's easy and it feels very little effort, that's the area of life that might feel like it got turned off or changed, or, oh, whoa, what just got in the way of this? This has always been great. This has always been fine. And now all of those daily routines and that everything you always do a certain way, not so much. This is where you want to pay attention, because it will probably pop up in something that, oh, okay, I could change this, I could change that, I could do this. And, you know, if you found that, okay, wow, I wish I hadn't have done that 5 years ago, don't feel caught up in regret. That's your mind doing a power play again. Don't feel regret for choices you made 5 years ago. Look for what you can discover and learn now with this awareness. Look at what, you know, if I flip this, what can I do? Because we're always changing. And sometimes we believe that we're just stuck in that forever thing that we chose. No. That's not what this perspective is all about. This is showing you absolutely you can bust this up and change this, turn it all around and go a different direction. And you're discovering your freedom by discovering who you really are, by discovering, wait, you're breaking down beliefs and patterns that have kept you where you were. Uranus is really good for helping you bust that up. I know. What do you think of that? And you go in there and you're like, you know what? That belief that, you know, this is it and I just can't do it a different way and this is the way I got to do it, or this is the way they always said I got to do it and all this kind of stuff. This is where it will go. No, not necessarily. It's kind of pulling the veil away and you're seeing things for, wait a minute, I always thought it had to be like this. And now I'm starting to question that. This brings that energy in. I asked Michael again. He smiles. He just keeps smiling. He's loving this for all of us. He just says, this is going to be the best thing ever. This is going to be the best thing ever. They may not know it yet, but it is. He keeps telling me that. All I can do is share what I'm getting, because I've even said, hey, is this, you know, I've even felt it a couple times, like, whoa, I don't know. And he's like, yep, nope. And he keeps just doing this. He's never done this grin thing before quite like this. So I know it's good because of the way he's smiling. He's not smiling facetiously. He's not being negative. He's excited for us as a whole. He's excited for our consciousness to wake up. He's excited for what we're going to discover about ourselves and being in connection with our soul. That's what I'm getting. And it encouraged me and lifted me quite a bit. It's different. It's new for me, too, to see him grinning like that. I'm not going to kid you. And I'm thinking, if I could just draw it. I mean, it's just glowing, you know, and it's a happy. It's like they're loving this. So know that they're excited for us. They're excited about what we're about to discover, wake up into, grow into. They're excited to support you in that. And please know that they will. They absolutely will. I mean, this is just good stuff, guys. It really is. Now, let me see if there's anything else out there in the chats. Let's see. No, they're just pretty much having conversation about all kinds of stuff out there. Okay. You guys are awesome out there. You really are. I know you are. Let me see if there was anything else. I felt like there was something else. I think that's about, okay. The last thing I want to share about this energy coming in is, remember, it's about opposite. Seeing opposite, seeing a different perspective, but it's about you'll take action on the dreams. You'll start to implement. You'll start to, you know what? I really do need to do this differently. I just need to give it a go. I need to give it a try. And then remember the expectation thing. Don't let that trip you up. And that's what Michael keeps saying. Don't let the expectation trip you up. You might exceed it. It might fall short of what you thought it should do. That doesn't mean to stop. That doesn't mean to give up. That doesn't mean anything but keep going again and ask, is there something about this? Could I broaden my expansion of awareness on this approach that I'm using? Is there a better way I could do that? Is there a little bit more of awareness, deeper consciousness that I could do? This is actually going to bring quite a bit up. It's letting go of boundaries, restrictions. It's freedom. This whole thing, this whole experience that this is bringing in for this month is about being free. But are you ready to choose to be free? You choose to be free and go with it, the world opens up like you've never seen. And that's what I love about it. I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for everything that you teach me. You teach me constantly. You may not be aware of that. You teach me how I can bring things to you better. You teach me. I never hit my expectations when doing this show or anything else. I never do. I am always learning how I could do something better. I'm always learning, like, what can I share with them? What do they need? When we started the Angel Retreat membership, that was the point of that. My passion is to have a place where people can come together that are on the same path, not exactly the same path, but a path of growing and awareness, where you can go in, you can get deeper stuff and topics, we can meet, we can have powwows, we can have discussions about it in a whole different way. We're still building on that. We're still growing in that. And I'm committed to continually bring things to you more that you need right now, that you need for moving forward. And as I'm receiving the energy and the information and the messages, that's what I'm delivering out to you. So this will continually be surprising to me as well. So we are out of time. So I just want to say thank you. I love you all, and I wish you much love and happiness. Go explore some new, fresh opportunities. And don't forget, flip it when you need to. I'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.